owner the shark, lived happily in the depths of the Mediterranean Sea. All her friends lived there, and she didn't want to leave. However, danger was near. A strange mountain of 1,000 colors was growing and growing, smothering the plants and leaving little space for animals. For that reason, they had decided to go.
"If we don't leave, the colorful mountain will eat us," the eldest fish said.
Ona turned around to see her home for the last time. There were no traces of the large Posidonia meadows anymore, which once almost reached the surface. Instead, she could perfectly see the mysterious mountain she was afraid of. Suddenly, something began to move around the colorful giant. A long and bright purple ribbon swam stealthily like an eel. It seemed to call Ona, who was terribly frightened, but also curious. It was such a pretty ribbon. She wanted to touch it, so she stood still until the ribbon was in front of her.
"Hi, I'm Plasti, and I'm here to ask for help."
She couldn't believe it. The smiling ribbon was talking and looking at her. She wanted to be her friend.
"We're plastic and other waste," the ribbon added. "We came from the surface, and we know we're damaging your marine landscape. This is not our place, but there are people up there that leave us anywhere after using us, and we invade your habitat unintentionally. We want them to keep using us to preserve food, to make cars, aeroplanes, and boats, or to build houses, and even to make toys. But then, they must recycle or reuse us. This is why people must separate us correctly. Each kind of waste must be disposed of in the correct rubbish bin or in a waste recycling center. I have an idea so that you don't have to leave, but I need your help and all the friends you can find," Plasti said.
Ona swam faster than when she looked for food and woke up all the animals in the meadow. The turtles didn't know where to hide. The crabs were frightened and snapped their pincers. The manta rays and stingrays shuddered, and the jellyfish felt a sting. However, they all came, even the moray eel, who was half asleep. And despite their huge differences, they didn't hesitate to come together to save the seabed. Plasti's idea was a bit crazy, that's true, but a magic ribbon is able to do anything. The animals swam around the colorful mountain as fast as possible, and little by little, the force of the water caused a whirlpool that raised the plastic upwards to the surface. Then, with a little strength and some magic, Plasti threw the waste to land. Each item was taken back to the person that had thrown it away without reusing or recycling it. Victor noticed how the milk bottles from breakfast he hadn't separated to recycle fell on him. Laura felt how more than 100 sweet wrappers she had thrown on the floor were dropped on her. A pile of plastic bottles appeared next to Alex. Thanks to Plasti, Ona, and the other animals, the marine litter disappeared and the landscape returned to its original appearance. Nobody had to leave now, and even the delicate seahorses and the Posidonia meadows came back. A big sea party was organized to celebrate, but Plasti couldn't stay. Although she had saved this small marine paradise, there were still many seas and oceans in danger, so she had to say goodbye. However, she didn't go alone, as Ona decided to join the mission to protect the oceans. Maybe someday they'll finish their task, because boys and girls from all over the world will convince adults to reduce, reuse, and recycle waste. Will you help them? Can you imagine your house full of the rubbish that you haven't thrown away? Well, that's what's happening to the animals and plants that live in the seas and oceans. Every year, tons of rubbish generated by human beings on solid ground ends up in the water and contaminates the seabed where the characters from this story live. Turtles, sharks, dolphins, or seagulls are harmed by anything that shouldn't be in the sea. Ona and Plasti want to change things. This is why they take the marine litter back to the humans. The sea is not a rubbish dump for the world. Do you want to join the mission to save the oceans? Do you want to become part of the Marine Patrol? There are many things you can do. Separate waste and put each piece of rubbish in the correct bin. Tell your family to use waste recycling centers. Remember, the toilet isn't a rubbish bin.
Use reusable containers for your snacks. Have fun at the beach, but look after it. Don't leave any rubbish behind. If you want a straw, use a reusable one, etc. Can you think of anything else you can do?